USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A hepatitis A outbreak has possibly been caused by organic strawberries. The Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Control, and two food and public health agencies in Canada are investigating an outbreak of hepatitis A across U.S. and Canada. The number of infections are potentially linked to fresh Campo and Hebb organic strawberries, purchased between March 5th and April 25th. It was a chaotic holiday weekend for those traveling by air this Memorial Day. Roughly 6,000 global flights had been canceled since Friday, with hundreds more flights delayed. That's according to flight tracking website FlightAware. Some 1,640 flights were canceled on Sunday alone. Delta Airlines is heavily affected by the cancellations, with more than 500 domestic and international flights canceled on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Protesters, angry over a building collapse in southwestern Iran that killed at least 33 people, shouted down an emissary sent by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in which riot police clubbed down demonstrators and fired tear gas. The demonstration against Iran's government is response to the disaster a week ago. Pressure continues in Iran over rising food prices and a very stale economy. Let's get an update on the Mona Lisa attack by a crazed environmentalist over the weekend.
A man disguised as an old woman in a wheelchair threw a piece of cake at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa while shouting at people to think of planet Earth. Videos of Sunday's incident showed the man in a wig and lipstick arriving in a wheelchair. He was also seen throwing roses in the museum gallery. Paris officials say the 36-year-old man was detained after the incident and sent to a police psychiatric unit. An investigation into the damage of cultural artifacts has been opened. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best war truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
As mourners in Uvalde, Texas, prepare to bury 19 children and two teachers, elected officials vowed Monday to examine this week's elementary school massacre and the flawed police response and gun control. President Biden, who spent nearly 4 hours Sunday visiting with families of Uvalde victims, told reporters he would not give up on efforts to achieve common-sense gun control through legislation or executive order. Republican Representative Pat Fallon on Newsmax says it's not enough we need to do something about school shootings. We need to do something effective, something that will protect our children. School security is something all politicians can get behind.
And not just, you know, having one point of entry for elementary schools, but making sure that so no one even gets in the first door unless they're supposed to be in there. And they don't get in the second door unless they have been cleared. All the doors in the classroom should be like hotel room doors in so much as they shut automatically and lock. Every time they're opened, they can't remain open, and also that they can withstand, a shooter, if you will. But we have to look at the police doctrine as well. The police can't just surround and have treat it as a hostage situation, which is what happened in Uvalde, and I think it unfortunately cost lives. They need to go in and be tactical, and anyone that threatens our children in a school like that needs to be taken out, and a threat needs to be eliminated immediately.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.